Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that raises the curtain on everyday history and lets it take a bow. I'm Gabe Lussier, and in this episode, we're reacquainting ourselves with a long-overlooked piece of musical theater history, one that literally changed the face of the art form, both on stage and in the crowd. The day was May 23rd. 1921. The Broadway musical Shuffle Along debuted at the 63rd Street Music Hall. Located about half a mile north of New York City's Theater District, the show would have typically been considered off-Broadway, but because its ticket prices matched those of other Broadway productions, it was considered one itself. In the end, Broadway was lucky to have it, as Shuffle Along proved so popular that police had to convert West 63rd Street into a one-way thoroughfare just to prevent traffic jams before showtimes. The show's success was all the more notable since it was the first Broadway musical to be staged with an all-black cast, playwright, composer, and lyricist. The revue-style show was the creation of 4 vaudeville veterans, Flournoy Miller and Aubrey Lyle, who wrote the show's book or script, U.B. Blake, who composed the music, and Noble Sissel, who penned the lyrics. The quartet first met each other at an NAACP benefit event in Philadelphia in 1920. Feeling stifled by the constraints of vaudeville, they decided to pool their talents to mount a full-fledged Broadway show. The story they came up with centers on 2 unscrupulous friends, Sam and Steve, who both run for mayor of the fictional Jimtown, USA. Each man promises to appoint the other as chief of police if he wins. There's also a romantic subplot involving Harry Walton, the friend's virtuous opponent in the election, and a young woman named Jessie. In a bold break from the tradition of the time, the romance between 2 African-American characters was treated seriously instead of being played for laughs. That said, the plot of Shuffle Along was pretty bare bones, mostly serving as a way to showcase the songs and dance numbers. When the show opened in May of 1921, its eventual success was anything but guaranteed. After holding pre-Broadway tryouts in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, the production arrived in New York with a debt of around $20,000, the equivalent of nearly $300,000 today. This severe lack of capital relegated the show to a rundown theater on West 63rd Street. Formerly a lecture hall, the space had only a small stage and no orchestra pit at all. It was wedged between two automotive garages and looked the worse for wear, inside and out. However, as UB Blake later recalled, quote, "It wasn't Broadway, but we made it Broadway." Shabby theater aside, there was also the question of whether the predominantly white audiences of Broadway would be willing to support an all-black show. To increase their odds, the show's producers included plenty of the demeaning comedy that white audiences had come to expect from minstrelsy, including racial stereotypes and even blackface. That's right. Although the cast was made up entirely of African Americans, the two comic leads still appeared in black face paint to help white audiences feel more at ease. These decisions may seem counterproductive, and many black theatergoers certainly felt so at the time, but those involved in the production saw them as a necessary evil, a way to get a foot in the door, so to speak. Thankfully, those concessions, ugly as they were, did at least achieve the desired effect. Shuffle Along not only helped legitimize African American musicals, it marked the beginning of desegregated theaters in America by allowing black audience members to sit in orchestra seats rather than confining them to the balcony. To be clear, though, Shuffle Along didn't just coast along on its novelty, it had musical chops as well. One of the show's hit songs was "Love Will Find a Way," a heartfelt duet sung by the show's infatuated couple, Harry and Jesse. According to lyricist Noble Sissel, the song was the subject of concern right up until opening night. As he later recalled, quote, "We were afraid that when Lottie G and Roger Matthews sang it, we'd be run out of town. We were standing near the exit door with one foot inside the theater and the other pointed north toward Harlem. Imagine our amazement when the song was not only beautifully received, but encored." Unfortunately, there was no cast recording from that original production, but here's a clip of the song from a demo recording that Blake and Sissel made in 1950 in hopes of drumming up interest in a revival of the show. Another standout number from Shuffle Along was "I'm Just Wild About Harry," a jazzy, up-tempo foxtrot that became a hit not only with theatergoers, but with the general public as well. The song even got a new lease on life in 1948, when President Harry Truman used it as the anthem of his re-election campaign. Once again, we only have instrumental recordings from the show's original run, so here's a sample from that 1950 demo.
"Then you're just wild about Harry,
and Harry's wild about me.
The heavenly blisses of his kisses
fill me with ecstasy.
He's sweet just like chocolate candy,
and just like honey from a bee.
You're just wild about Harry,
and he's just wild about me.
Can I do without
Harry's wild about me?"
One of the other lasting contributions of Shuffle Along was that it introduced the world to a host of gifted black artists, including Florence Mills, Paul Robeson, Adelaide Hall, and of course, Josephine Baker. She joined the cast when she was just 16 years old, and later went on to become the first black woman to play the leading role in a major motion picture. That would be the 1927 silent film Siren of the Tropics. In later years, Baker became just as well known for her work as a civil rights activist. An outspoken opponent of segregation and other forms of racial injustice, Baker worked with the NAACP, led impromptu protests, and even gave a speech at the historic March on Washington in 1963. She and Daisy Bates were the only women to address the audience that day. By that point, Baker had been a world-renowned entertainer for decades, but it was the often-overlooked Shuffle Along that provided her big break in the 1920s. Despite the prejudices of the era, the show managed to win over critics and audiences alike, and ultimately ran for 504 performances, an indisputable success by the standards of the day. After it closed on Broadway in July of 1922, Shuffle Along kicked off a 3-year tour across the United States, becoming the first black musical to play in many of the nation's theaters. The show briefly returned to Broadway in 1933, and then again in 1952, but neither production left much of an impression, causing the show to slip into obscurity for the better part of 60 years. At last, though, in 2016, Shuffle Along returned to prominence when esteemed playwright and theater director George C. Wolfe mounted a reimagined version of the show. His production told two stories, the show's original plot and the behind-the-scenes tale of the real-life artists and performers who first brought that groundbreaking show to life. The buzz around Wolfe's reimagining rekindled interest in the original show. It also helped a new generation understand the impact that show had, not only on musical theater, but on the black experience and the development of American culture as a whole. The original Shuffle Along may be more offensive than entertaining to the average audience today, but the progress it represented, while imperfect, is something we should never forget. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.